Baptism. Many people were earnestly praying for me, so that God may grant me faith and courage to take baptism on the appointed day. There was a small hall where believers gathered for worship. This place was beside the house of Advocate Bunter. In that place, around 200 Christians were gathered. Among them were my helper and well-wisher Mr. Bhaskare, Mr. Keskar, and Mr. Panchanadikar, as well as Reverend Greg, the chaplain of the Church of Scotland, Senior Miss Bernard, and her younger sister Emily Bernard, other women workers, and Miss Venutai Tarkhadkar. Miss Venutai was the daughter of Mr. R.D. Pandurang Tarkhadkar, who had earned a good name in the field of education. She had lost her husband in her childhood. She was sent by her father to Miss Bernard for education so that she may be useful for the social ministry. Further, she believed the Lord Jesus and, with consent of her father, entered into the Christian religion. The worship service started at 5 p.m. sharp. The order of service started with singing, followed by prayer, Bible reading, and then preaching. Reverend Small made me stand before the congregation and asked, "Why are you taking baptism? Who is Jesus Christ and what did he do for you? Could you not attain forgiveness of sins in the religion in which you were born and spent so many years? Do you believe with all your heart that Christ Jesus is able to save you completely?" I answered all the questions correctly. Then he took some water in a little pot and sprinkled it on my head, saying, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." In this way, I was baptized on 29th September 1878. The meaning of baptism is washing. This is an external expression of receiving Christ. As among Brahmins, there is Mojibandhan, similarly, among Christians, is baptism. The baptism is taken in obedience to the commandment of Christ. His commandment is, "Whosoever believes and is baptized will be saved." There are two types of baptism. One is immersion, and the other is sprinkling or pouring, but the meaning of both is the same.